The duties of each moment are shadows which hide the action of the divine will. The angel told Mary, "The power of the Most High will cover you with its shadow." Now this shadow is whatever duty, temptation, or trial that every moment presents to us. It is exactly like those natural shadows which veil and hide objects from our sight. These ever-present duties conceal the fact that they are expressions of the divine will. That is how Mary always saw them. So far from being deceived by them, she had her faith strengthened in Him who never changes. The archangel departs, for he is one of these shadows. He has had his moment. Mary has gone ahead of him, and henceforth a great distance will separate them. But the Holy Ghost, who came upon her under the shadow of the archangel, will never leave her. There is very little unusual about the outward life of the Blessed Virgin Mary, or at least the Gospels do not record it. They show her life as very simple and ordinary. What she did and endured might have been done and endured by anyone in her station of life. She visited her cousin Elizabeth, just as her other relatives did. Like all her neighbors, she went to Bethlehem to be registered. Because she was poor, she sheltered in the stable. The persecution of Herod drove her from Nazareth, but she returned and lived there with Jesus and Joseph, who worked to earn their daily bread. What was the bread which nourished the faith of Mary and Joseph? It was the sacrament of the moment. But what they did experience, beneath an existence apparently filled with nothing but humdrum and happenings, on the surface it was similar to that of everyone around them. But faith, piercing the superficialities, disclosed that God was accomplishing very great things. O bread of angels, heavenly manna, pearl of the Gospels, sacrament of the present moment, you give God, under such lowly forms as the stable, the manger, the hay and the straw. But to whom do you give them? The hungry he hath filled with good things. God reveals himself to the humble in the lowliest of disguises. But to the proud, who never look below the surface, fail to find him even in his greatest manifestations.